you give us any second order differential equation before during the past week? I don't think so, right?
Remember when we did the thing with Euler's method and that big circuit? That was second order technically. But you can interpret any second order differential equation as a system of two first order ones. And that's what we did. We, instead of interpreting as a higher order thing, we interpret it as a big system of first order equations. Okay, so a linear equation, algebraic. You isolate the unknown that you want. For example, if I want y as a function of x, I isolate y using standard tricks. Take the things that are not multiples of y and subtract them, if necessary, from the side of the equation that y is on, if they're on that side. You get them on the other side. Then you divide by the coefficient in front of the y. So doing that to both sides of the equation, you get a solution. Now, it's a little bit trickier. If I have something like the kind of the differential analog of this, this would be more like 3y prime plus 4y equals 5x. And that would be kind of the differential analog of this. The y prime is supposed to be a dy over dx, right?
Actually, 3dy over dx.
I'm just talking about the y prime there. The 3 is, its own thing, being multiplied by that differential quotient. Okay. So, you need a little trick to do these. The problem is you would like to have what we had before with the differentials, where we had the y's and the dy's on one side and the x's and the dx's on another side when we're doing the separable case. Yeah, but you can't really do that here. You see, the problem is if you multiply both sides by dx, you get 3dy plus 4y dx equals 5x dx. But how are you going to separate these things? You can't do some purely algebraic trick here to separate them. You need to be a little more clever. You'd like to have all of your x's and dx's on one side, y's and dy's on another side, but it's not clear how to do it. So what was discovered was a little change of variables. Okay, I can do the trick. Okay. Now, what kind of change of variables would work? Well, let me show you what happens in an easier case. Okay. What if I just had this? What if there was no step over there, which is zero? Okay, so this is a dy over dx. Multiply everything by dx. This one you can separate. Maybe I'll move the y over here and I'll put the number 3 over there and I'll get negative. Okay. Now the solution to this one, just integrate. Right. Okay, so you get
general solutions like this.
He's taking antiderivatives. Any antiderivative of this will be the natural log of the absolute value of y plus a constant. Any antiderivative of this will be negative 4/3 x plus a constant. So for if any of those antiderivatives match, right, then they're only off by a constant difference between this formula, log of absolute value of y, negative 4/3 x. And you can take the exponentials of both sides. And that would be exponential of this and e to some constant, right? Right? Just your exponential rules, like exponential of a sum is product of exponential, right? So this would be a positive constant, right? E to anything is a positive number. And but oh, we have a y absolute value sign there, so the general solution would be like, that same exponential term times, you know, well, plus or minus e to that constant. Okay. All right, so this could be any constant here, right? So let's just call it e to the negative 4/3 x times some constant c. That looks good. That would be a solution. Plus or minus a positive constant. So the C could be, you know, any number. You could even check that plug in 0 makes y equals 0. That's also a solution. Now, the idea for solving these things is that in a more general context, it's a special case of something called variation of parameters. The idea is, okay, in the simple case, the solution is a constant multiple of this, in this case, it's an exponential decay. But now we've got our trickier case where there's a 5x on the other side. So somebody had the idea, what if instead of a constant here, we had a function of x? Okay. So kind of, this is sort of like step one, doesn't try that, doesn't work. What happens in the easier case? We get this. And that's step two. So step three is try letting y, instead of being a constant multiple of this, let it be some function, I'll call it u of x, times e to the negative 4/3 x. For our original equation. Okay. Essentially, we're making a coordinate change. Instead of looking at the x and y axes, we're going to have x and u axes. Now, of course, this is, you know, this just seems like a, you know, like a guess. You know, it's not all clear that it's going to work. Okay. But somebody tried it, and it does work. This is actually a very useful trick. So you get the solution at 0, and some stuff will just cancel out, so that it actually becomes, in the new coordinate system, separable. Okay, so if y is u, which depends on x, so we think of y as a function of x, now take the derivative of this thing, we use the product rule. Differentiate the e to the negative 4/3 x. The differential of the exponential function is again the exponential function, but then I have to use the chain rule and
multiply by the derivative of the inner function here, and it has derivative just -4/3. So I get that from the chain rule. For the second half of my product rule expansion. Okay. Now, what we're interested in. We're interested in 3y prime plus 4y. Okay, so I'm going to suppress all these, you know, y prime up as a function of x, you know, u prime as a function of x, sure, more succinctly. Understand that y prime depends on x, u prime depends on x, u depends on x. Multiply that by 3. And then I need to add 4y. But look at what 4y is. Remember, we defined this new function u as being the function where y is supposed to be u times e to the -4/3 x. Okay. So multiply that by 4. See, they cancel. So add these. Which I'll write in differential form. Okay. And remember this thing here, this is supposed to equal 5x. Now it's separable. X instead of yx coordinate system, we can multiply both sides by dx, say to get that x differential over here. Let's multiply by the reciprocal of this as well, so we have all the x stuff over here. So the reciprocal would be e to the +4/3 x. And let's see, what do we have left over here? We just have 3du after I've multiplied.